Clifton High Voices.
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 Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Clifton High Voices. I'm James Bennett and I am currently studying Geography, History, Music at A-Level, and I'm the Eco and Sustainability Leader in Year 13. I have a group of Year 7s from the Eco Committee with us today, and would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Maya.
I'm Scarlett.
I'm Esme.
Hi, I'm India.
And I'm Grace.
So today we're going to be talking about our 10 easy eco wins to help you become more sustainable and reduce your carbon footprint. This list of 10 was decided by the Eco Committee in one of our meetings before half term. We're going to be talking to members of the Eco Committee from throughout the school and hearing what they do personally and what we are doing as a school. Clifton High's background in sustainability is very strong, from gaining our first Eco School's green flag over 6 years ago and being re-awarded twice since. We have championed recycling, we have an eco garden, we've developed our own sustainability policy, which is on the school website, we have an eco committee which meets regularly, and even has our own, we've even met through lockdown virtually. Plus, some of our eco committee members were involved in founding a new Avon Schools Eco Network, where we recently ran a live debate for the candidates for Mayor of Bristol. We have lots of global thinkers at Clifton High who really value the environment around them, so I'm sure that ideas for the podcast will be worth staying tuned in for. So we're going to start off with our first easy eco win, and this is going to be from Maya, and this win is avoiding cars. What do you think about this, Maya?
I think that instead of riding by car, maybe you could ride a bicycle, electric car, scooter, or catch the bus.
Yeah, that's great. And Grace, do you want to tell us what you think about the Bristol's e-scooters?
I think they're really good because they're electric and it means that we have another way to get around the city. Although they are very dangerous, and people have ended in hospital from injuries with them.
Yeah, so this is also, in terms of getting to school, I think it is really worth thinking about how you get there. So cycling's great. Avoiding cars is a really good thing to do. And one thing that's worth avoiding is SUVs, which are sports utility vehicles, which are big cars, which we have a lot of in Clifton, which you don't really need. So if you are going to buy a new car, it's worth avoiding them. So now we will move on to our next easy eco win. And this is avoiding single-use plastics. So India, do you want to tell us what you think about this?
Well, it's pretty hard to avoid because it's pretty much everywhere now. Like when you go to the supermarket and buy a packet of mushrooms, but maybe you can invest in a product that hasn't got any plastic around, or you could just reuse it instead of rebuying the same product and chucking it away.
Yeah, have you seen the plastic-free supermarket in Clifton?
Isn't it like Footprints or something?
Yeah, smaller Footprints. It's a great shop, and there's other shops across Bristol that you can do that. Another thing we're trying to encourage as a school is reducing single-use masks, which are really bad because of waste. It's good to avoid them if you can and bring reusable masks, especially at the moment where we're producing lots more plastic because of the pandemic. Another thing we'll talk about now is eating less animal products. So, Esme, do you want to tell us what you think about this?
With eating less animal products, people just assume it's only with food, but it's with a lot of stuff. Like, you can stop eating meat, but cut it down a little bit, but you can also stop using animal tested products, because it may not seem like a bottle of shampoo could do anything to an animal, but it's really horrible. It tests its products on animals and it harms them a lot. And it's not saying you have to go vegetarian or vegan, but you can easily cut down on it by not eating like steak every night, and it's healthier too.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And they say globally, the climate impact is roughly the same. The climate impact of meat is roughly the same as all plane and car emissions globally, which is enormous. It's also a very inefficient way to eat. So if we all ate a plant-based diet, which is not what I'm necessarily advocating for, we would use 75% less land for farming, which would be a great amount of land that you could use for rewilding, planting more forests, which can give us more time to deal with climate change. Yeah, as I said, I'm not necessarily advocating for going totally plant-based, but reducing your consumption of meat and dairy is a really good thing. Are there any alternatives that any of you use to reduce the amount of dairy and the amount of meat you use?
Because my mum's vegetarian, I eat a lot of vegetarian food at home. So we use corn products quite a lot as alternatives to meat and just substitute it.
Yeah, Esme?
Recently, I decided to try and cut down on pork because in general, I'm not a massive pork fan. And I've been trying to eat vegetarian sausages and stuff. No one in my family is vegetarian other than my granny. But I just think it's good to try and cut down as much as you can. And it does taste good. It's not as horrible as people might think it is. It's good.
It's not like you're using something massive.
Yeah, and I think things like Linda McCartney sausages are really good. And you can still get a very good amount of protein on that. So it's something definitely worth considering.
They're really filling too, because there's so much more stuff in one like little vegetarian sausage than like 50 meat ones.
Yeah, good point. We'll now talk about paperless learning. So this is something that's been announced recently in school council the other day. And this is that the school is introducing iPads for all pupils in year 7 next year and in year 10. And then the idea is in a couple of years' time, all the pupils will have that. So, Scarlett, do you want to tell us what you think about this? Are there any disadvantages of it? What are the advantages? How did you find it in lockdown using paperless learning?
I think it's quite good for the environment and you don't have to cut down as many trees because you're using less paper. But there are some disadvantages, like you've got to use more electricity,
yeah,
which is not very good for the environment.
Yeah, everyone else, what do you think about this?
Also, if they break, you are wasting, like, most of the, can't remember now the word, resources.
The resources, yeah.
And they're breaking down into landfill and everything.
Again, with the resources, we have to use quite a lot of power and stuff to get all the resources that we might necessarily need in a laptop or an iPad or something. Mm.
But at the end of the day, well, I think, personally, I think that, using laptops and iPads to work has got to be a lot better than using paper to work on, because you save loads of trees being cut down.
Also, say if the iPad breaks, you've lost like all the stuff you've done in the year.
Yeah, well, not necessarily with, because we use Google Drive, so that'll mean it's all saved on the cloud.
I do think it's a really good idea, but the only thing is it has some health benefits. If you're looking at a screen all day, you tend to get headaches.
Yeah.
You can get special glasses for it, though, which would
be a good
idea.
Blue light filter glasses, or you can turn on a filter on the settings. But I think the thing with this is teachers will balance it. I don't think it'll be 100% paperless learning. Well, thank you very much for having us, or for joining the podcast today. We will now be heading over to hear from some of the older pupils in the school. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Welcome back to Clifton High Voices. Now we have some new people with us from higher up in the school. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so hi, I'm Cam. I'm currently studying maths, physics, chemistry and an AS in Spanish at A level. And I'm in year 13.
Hi, I'm Matty, and I'm hoping to study geography, politics, sociology, an AS in photography, and an EPQ at A-level at Clifton High School.
So we now have our last six Easy Eco wins, and we'll start off with number 5, and this is flying less. So would anyone like to lead on that, about what you think about that?
To be fair, I know it's definitely a good point that would incredibly like reduce our amount of our impact on the environment and for climate change. I think it's one I know many, and including myself, will find it's sort of a hard one to get around, because I know, I mean, I go to Spain to see my cousins usually twice a year, so I know it's definitely something that I myself personally need to look into and think about different ways of traveling, and but I know as well, like, there are plenty of people who travel more than me, and I'd consider myself that quite frequent. So it's definitely a key sort of, like you say, one of the five.
Yeah, so one of the things you can do, which is something we were trying to look at doing within the school, is carbon offsetting. So the idea being you can pay a company and they will plant a certain amount of trees which will offset the carbon emissions caused by your flight. So if you do have to fly, or if you are going to fly, it's definitely worth considering carbon offsetting. Another thing you can do is actually flying on cheaper airlines, which have people sitting closer together, actually has a lower carbon emissions because you've got more people on a plane. So if you fly business or in first class or something like that, it's actually more expensive. Do you want to add anything to that, Matty?
Well, I think in the society we live in at the moment, we've gotten used to this expensive lifestyle and the fact that flying is normal to a lot of people. And I feel like more people need to realise that there are other ways instead of flying. So if you're, for example, the ski trip that the school goes on, if that is going to places in such as France or Swiss Alps, you could, for example, take a coach there instead, which is a lot better for the environment in the long run, instead of flying there.
And you can get things like the Eurostar as well. I was meant to go to the Alps last summer on the Eurostar. That's really worth looking into. So there are alternatives. Obviously, if you're travelling further afield, it is harder. But it's also worth saying that the majority of flights are taken by the richest people. I don't know the exact figure. But the higher up your economic status is, generally people are flying more. And the people who are flying the least, who have the least impact on the world, often deal on the front line of climate change. So a lot of people in sub-Saharan Africa are feeling the effects of climate change, but their carbon emissions are some of the lowest in the world. So that's worth considering when you fly. So we'll move on to our sixth easy eco win. And this is getting a green tariff, or also reducing your energy usage. So do you want to see what your thoughts are on that?
Yeah, so for example, Clifton High School itself, that's one of our aims, is actually to get Clifton High School on a green tariff in the next couple of years. And so a green tariff is when you 100% of your energy that is going into your household or your building is coming from renewable, sustainable energy resources, such as wind, solar and hydroelectric power.
That's great. Thank you, Matty. It's also worth considering how you get a green tariff. So this is a very simple thing to do. If you want to do this at home, you can go on companies like GoCompare or comparethemarket.com. You go to the energy section and you can put in a couple of details, how much money you pay per kilowatt and your postcode. And you can see all the different energy providers that provide energy for your area. And you look at that and you can see all the different providers. And if you click green tariff only, and often the cheapest, even if it's not a green tariff, is renewable energy. So this can save you money. This saved my grandparents around £250 a year. They're saving a lot of money if you change your energy provider. So that's really, really worth looking into. And I think this is probably the easiest of all the eco wins to do. Change your energy tariff, it'll save you money, and it really helps the environment. So Cameron, what are your thoughts on renewable energy?
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of the, like, obviously energy powering homes, powering almost anything is has a real impact on our carbon emissions due to fossil fuels and all of those sorts of things. And I think, like, if everyone managed to get on a green tariff, I mean, that would have a massive impact. So hopefully it would definitely be. So I think my mum, I think she was on one once, but I think the company may have gone out of business. So it's not the best example. But I know that, like you say, there's plenty out there that are definitely doing really well. Mm. So,
and it's also worth considering. So the energy company will provide their share to the energy grid. You will then get money directly from the grid, which is a mix of everything. So Matty, do you want to tell us a bit about what the energy mix in the UK is like at the moment, where it's going?
So at the moment, the energy mix in the UK, it's very varied. But for example, places such as Northern Scotland actually have the best energy mix because they have a lot of solar and a lot of hydroelectric power and wind up there. So often there's an app for your phone called NGESO. And that shows you live around the country different areas which are using the most to least, which are emitting the most to least carbon for the energy. And different areas such as Wales, which have a lot of coal and oil for their energy mix, often come out as the worst places in the country.
Yeah, and do you think we should be getting solar panels as a school? Do you think that's something we should be considering?
I think we actually, for a leadership project that we did in, I think it was year 12 last year, actually, me and two groups, actually, of us, had to decide sort of a way to, I think it was improve the school's energy rating. And I know the other group looked quite detailed into solar panels and whether we could get the whole school powered by solar panels. And it was an unfortunate result because it was something like 5 football fields would be needed to power the school completely. But I think, I know I've spoken to you about this before, James, but it's something like maybe not powering the whole school with them, but doing things like heating the swimming pool with a form of them, or, you know, doing little parts of the school that don't necessarily need to have all of the energy from the full, from where we get it all in the first place. So I think it's definitely a thing to consider.
Yeah, I think the statistics showed we could do about 30 to 40% of our energy mix from solar if we got them on our roofs. So this is something hopefully Mr. Bennett would choose to invest in and we're looking into. So now we'll move on to our 8th easy eco win. And this is electric cars. So this is something you may have seen when you're in and around Bristol. They're really, really taking off. So they're now accounting for 11% of new car growth, new car sales in 2020. And it's something that's really taking off. I know this is something you're personally interested in, Cameron.
Yeah, I mean, I love cars as a whole. So electric cars are definitely, because they're a new innovation and they're sort of completely redesigning cars themselves. You're seeing all sorts of new designs coming out, new technology that's being invested in, which is really exciting, especially for me. I've actually seen, I don't know if we, I think we've spoken about this, James, but there's a company called Polestar.
Yeah.
I actually saw one of their cars in Bristol the other day, which I was quite surprised about because I didn't know they were quite out there yet. And obviously, I mean, there's Teslas everywhere now. And yeah, I'm hoping, I know obviously in 2030 you can only buy, I think it's a hybrids as well, but electric cars and hybrid cars, so I'm sure we'll see them a lot more there. But yeah, it's really exciting, definitely.
And do you think electric cars itself will solve climate change, or do we need to do other things?
I feel like it's a start, I feel like what it is, because you've still got massive emissions from planes and boats and other modes of transportation, and obviously where that energy and that electricity is coming from as well, because it's all well and good driving an electric car, but where's that electricity actually coming from? So that leads back to the green tariff.
Yeah, and I also heard recently, which is something quite startling, is 30 to 40% of the air pollutants in cities from transport is from brakes and tyres. Mm. So while it will considerably reduce it, actually electric cars itself may not be the solution, so you need to have we need to actually have less electric cars, so have better electric cars but have less, so maybe car sharing schemes or having one car instead of two. And if this is something if you're really interested in, it's worth looking into Fully Charged, which is a really good YouTube channel, and that tells you everything about electric cars, green transport, sustainable energy, and that's really worth looking into.
I did watch on the news actually last night. There was a thing about how obviously lithium for the lithium-ion batteries in a lot of electric cars is quite, we get a lot of it from China, and it's quite obviously getting it there from there, and itself being mined is quite bad for the environment. But I saw in the news yesterday that there's quite a lot of lithium mines in Cornwall, which they're hoping to open up, which I think said they could account for maybe 2/3 of the UK's, for the UK car market, which would be a really good innovation or part.
And the argument for Cornwall is Cornwall really needs jobs.
Yeah, it's
good for them. And also, the argument with doing it in Cornwall is they can do it so it's not open cast. They can do it under the ground, so actually, there's not a massive scar on the landscape, which can be really positive.
And as well, it's not just cars that are changing for the better as well. For example, the railways as well. Just coming over the hill at the moment there, we've got battery trains which are seeing use in the Midlands. We've got hydrogen trains which are coming out in Scotland later this year or start 2022. And these, for example, the only emission from hydrogen trains is water vapour. And that is so much far better in the environment than diesel fumes or electricity that is actually... We don't know where that's coming from. So it's not just looking at cars, but also looking at how to improve other modes of transport, so electric buses, electric or hydrogen trains. And I feel like if you can get the mix of transport and everything together fully electric, or if we can come up with a better solution in the future to that, I feel like then we'd really be going somewhere.
Yeah, there's also a city in China called Shenzhen, and they have entirely changed their entire bus fleet and their taxi fleet to 100% electric.
Wow.
So electric buses are coming in, electric trucks are coming in. It's all going in that direction. So it's really great to see, and it's worth saying also a lot of concerns about electric cars have just vanished recently because the ranges are great. The cost is coming down. It's still not quite as affordable. They're starting to come on the second-hand market. In terms of the environmental impact, and there is the concerns about mining, but actually they are. And one big thing in phone batteries is cobalt, and that's very resource intensive, and there's been problems around child mining for that. Now, however, that only accounts for 1-2% of new electric car batteries, so that's really falling, and now they're less resource intensive. And it's worth saying cobalt is used for purifying diesel and petrol, so actually that resource is being used anyway. And it's definitely more environmentally friendly to shift to electric cars. So now we'll talk about our ninth Easy Eco win, which is something you may have not considered in the past. And this is the importance of girls' education in dealing with climate change. So Clifton High, of course, has a history in being a leader in Bristol in girls' education. And Cam, would you like to explain a bit about the importance of girls' education?
Yeah, sure. So when you said this to me, James, actually before, I'd never myself thought of it. And after reading the article that you showed me, finding out it was, I think, sixth most important.
Yeah. Out of 80.
Yeah, out of 80. I was quite shocked. I wasn't really expecting it. But no, it's definitely, after reading it, I can definitely see where it comes from. I mean, throughout the world, I think, I can't remember the exact number, but there was hundreds of millions, I think, of girls who aren't educated around the world, which is obviously extremely unfortunate. And getting those girls' education so that they can, I think one of the core things was so that, you know, there's less unplanned pregnancies, there's I can't quite.
Yeah, also in the developing world, women and girls are often people working on the land. So by educating them, they learn how to farm more sustainably. They're also often, they're in the household, they're talking to everyone, and they can spread a message. If you educate one person in a family, they can then go on and educate the rest of the family. So this is also shown in the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has shown how keen he is to invest in this. He said it was the smartest investment he could make, which shows how keen he is. So he's allocating a very large amount of aid to investing in girls' education. And his target is to get 14 million more girls in education, and is investing £55 million in this.
Is that worldwide?
That's worldwide, wow. Yeah. So that's a lot of money. So now time for our 10th Easy Eco win, and this is talking to other people. So this is exactly what we're doing now. This is about spreading the message about climate change and telling people about ways that they can reduce their carbon footprint. Matty, do you want to tell us what you think about what you could do and what you've seen people doing?
Well, for example, me and James, although James has now just left, we've been part of the Avon Schools Eco Network, and that we're a student-led organisation trying to make a difference in the Avon catchment area. And we're a network, and so we try and network with other groups, and we believe in the importance of talking to people and finding out how different people do it and listening to other people. And I think you learn so much from doing that. And I only really started getting my eyes open to this world really back in January, like truly deeply. So I feel you can change quite quickly and for the better.
Yeah, and as part of that network, we've been involved in running a debate. So you may have seen this on the school's social media. And we ran a debate for the candidates for Mayor of Bristol. So we managed to agree them all to come to one place. And we were very kindly lent the use of a TV studio by a Clifton High parent. So we live streamed this debate for the candidates for Mayor of Bristol. It was an environmental debate. So I was the host for this, and I quizzed them on what they were doing about climate change. We really grilled them. And I think that had a positive impact. We had about 500 people, I think, or 600 people viewing after the event, 300 or so viewing on the night, And that had a really big impact. Loads of people were watching in Bristol. And the aim of that was to get young people and people in Bristol involved in democracy, but also thinking about the environmental side of their vote. And we were totally politically neutral in that process. Is there anything else you've seen people doing, spreading the message, Cam?
I just wanted to say really that, like, speaking to James yourself, I think you've taught me a lot of things, especially even with the electric cars. You've opened my eyes to a lot of different things within the climate change. And I think I've then gone home and spread that to my mum. I'm sure she's spoken to her friends about that. I've spoken to friends as well. And I think it is just that it's getting the message from, whether it comes from one person and then goes to all different people, which is getting it aware to everyone and making sure that everyone knows about it, because it is a problem we all have to face front end. It's not just, oh, I'm sure they'll end up doing something about it. Every individual person has their impact on it. So yeah, like you say, just spreading it around really.
Yeah, and on that note, there's something I'm working on at the moment is ethical investments. So the school has a selection of investments that we have that pay for scholarships and bursaries. And this is something I've had a number of meetings with Mr. Bennett about. And we're going to try and develop an ethical investments policy. So we have, myself and Matty have put together a survey which is going out to pupils next Thursday. And it'll ask them, should the school be investing in certain areas? Should the school be investing in climate change companies? So this could be big oil companies like BP. And you've got to weigh up the pros and cons of them. So, for example, BP and Shell are still investing in new fossil fuel grants. So about $9 billion a year, one of those two companies are investing. You've also got to think, though, that they're also some of the largest investors in renewables in the UK. So you've got to balance that up. So that's going out, and hopefully that'll be a nice impact I can leave on the school.
I just want to say, like, you can't sit there and think that the next person is going to do something, because if everyone thought like that, nothing could get done, ever. That's not how the world works. You need to, even if it's just something small, switching to a more eco brand of shampoo or something like that, little things like that really do make a difference. And you might not think it, but trust us, it does.
Yeah, and I think another thing is the importance of green education, and this is something we're now doing more on in Clifton High. So I've been the eco and sustainability leader, but we also have a partnership now with Belmont Estate. And we're taking some of the pupils out to in biology lessons and in food lessons and geography lessons. And they're going down there, and instead of having a lesson in the classroom, they may get out and they'll be in the woods and they'll be learning about how photosynthesis works, or going down to the farm, seeing how the animals are reared and things like that. And I think that's so important that children have that in their education. So sadly, that's all we have time for. Do you have any final thoughts, Matty?
Well, I just think, just remember how you get to school is important as well. So be it cycling or walking or a couple of days a week ride sharing with a friend, just to try cut down on the driving to school or things like that. And especially a lot of students here often arrive in SUVs, and they are, on the whole, quite bad for the environment. So we want to try cut down on the number of big SUVs we're seeing at the front gates, and try to see you guys walking and cycling into school like me and James do. So thank you for...
And Cam, what are your final thoughts?
Yeah, I think I need to listen to that final point from Matty. I think I just would reinforce my point about spreading the message and making sure that you know, everyone knows what's going on. And like Matty's just said, trying to get a point like that across. If you drive, or if you don't drive, tell your friends that you don't drive, tell them the benefits, tell them everything that can improve if they do that. So I think, yeah, just make sure you're spreading awareness for it all.
Great, thank you. So thank you everyone from Eco Committee for joining us today, and thank you everyone for listening. We really hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we will make some changes to your lifestyle accordingly. Climate change is an issue that everyone has to deal with, so everyone needs to do their part. So please do think about what we've said and consider making some lifestyle changes. I especially encourage you to think about how you get to school. And that's a great start to start off with. So thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.
Clifton High Voices.
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 Yeah!